We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The level of connection you feel in your home dramatically influences your experiences there. Get the tools to control that connection in your communities with the first multifamily platform that unifies management and resident experiences to create smart apartments. Talk to a RealPage consultant today to see how your properties can meet the future of multifamily with the Smart Building Suite.
Hello, SEO 101 listeners. Webmasterradio.fm introduces over 101 reasons to love your smartphone even more. Introducing the Webmasterradio.fm mobile app, now available in the iTunes Store or on Google Play. Listen to SEO 101 live every Monday or download thousands of past episodes or download shows like SEO Rockstars, Search Pulse, The Daily Search Cast, and more. Download the Webmasterradio.fm mobile app for iTunes and Google Play now.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hey, hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing. And my co-host, who also camped here today, but was planning on it. He's going to try and get here next week for sure, I think. This week, he's just a little too busy. Is John Carcutt, the director of SEO and social media for Advanced Digital. And I just have to make do without my half here. But hopefully you guys have been enjoying the couple shows I've done solo. And today, here's another. Doing it live. Live on webmasterradio.fm. I feel cheesy today. Anyway, okay, let's just jump right into this. I just love the bit of the news today. There's lots going on. One thing that just has me kind of smiling is, I mean, who hasn't seen this coming, has been following it? Matt Cutts officially says, guest blogging, might as well stick a fork in it. It's done. Yes, the thing that everyone's saying you should be doing is now something that you shouldn't be doing, or be very careful. I'm going to see if I can quote him here. This is by Matt McGee. He says, quote, this is Matt Cutts. Okay, I'm calling it. If you're using guest blogging as a way to gain links in 2014, you should probably stop. Why? Because over time, it's become a more and more spammy practice. And if you're doing a lot of guest blogging, then you're hanging out with really bad company. I don't know. Okay, so it's one of these things where, again, you have to take everything with a grain of salt. He's not going to ban every form of guest blogging. He's not banning anything. He's just saying, you know, he's giving you a lot of warning. If you're doing it just to get links, you're probably not doing very high quality posting. And the transparency that it's a guest post is going to be quite high. And the reason I say that is a lot of times when you're doing a guest post and it's thin, you usually just have a page with perhaps no links and a link at the footer. to your bio, and that's the only link you have back to your site. That is pretty transparent. You know, in the time, in the last, whatever, how long has it been? God, I can't even keep track of time. Let's say year. Has it been a year? I guess guest blogging fully took over for link that, which was just plain with a link at the footer, to a little more diverse. But what I've always, if I've been asked by a client what to do about it, and they say they have to do it, I'm like, okay, well, if you have to do it, make sure that it's not so obvious. Make sure that the content on the page has the proper amount of links. So you're linking off-site to really relevant websites, and that the content in the footer isn't too obvious. You're not using exact match text. Now, these are really key elements. And frankly, make it good content. Do not put anything out there that's thin. And you know, if you're unfamiliar with thin, what thin is, it's the sort of stuff that really, it's vanilla. There's nothing to it. Everyone's got it on their site, or if they don't, then it's pretty low quality. It's still low quality. You know, it's the kind of thing that really doesn't add any value, and perhaps Google has a lot of online. Those are the kind of things you want to avoid. Now, he's been discussing this a lot. I think Matt McGee actually listed four separate occasions where he's publicly noted it: December 10th, 2013, October 16th, 2013, July 9th, 2013, and October 2012. So they've been pretty clear that things have to be carefully handled when it comes to guest blogging. And, you know, they've been quite fierce as of late. And, you know, taking that to the next step here, Expedia. By the looks of things, Expedia was actually hit by a Google penalty. Now, was it algorithmic or not? Well, who knows at this point? I don't think anyone has insight or any, let's see here, do they have any feedback from Expedia? Nothing that I can see. Now, this is another article on Search Engine Land. In this case, it's by Barry Schwartz, Skittle Barry. In this case, it says Expedia seems to have lost 25% of their search visibility in Google, according to search metrics. And it's at the same time, when you look at a competitor, that the competitor didn't lose anything. So it doesn't look seasonal. And it's a staggering drop. I mean, that 25% is a lot of traffic for Expedia. And there's speculation of whether or not it was paid links. Don't know for sure, but it's an interesting article if you want to read about it. And another piece of news, Google slams paid ads. So in this case, they've actually gone ahead and given out some statistics on just how heavy-handed they've been with ads that are breaking their rules. Now, what I love is Google used a infographic, which if you recall, to explain this, which if you recall, Matt Cutts has said in the past that infographics are a bit overused. Well, not too much for Google, apparently. The title of the infographic is Busting Bad Advertising Practices in 2013. And they've noted that, let's see here, where are some of the stats? 3 million applications have been disapproved. Already well below 1%, the proportion of ads removed outside of our initial review process declined by 50% compared to 2012. They've disabled more than 350 million bad ads, blacklisted more than 200,000 publisher pages from serving ads, banned more than 270,000 bad advertisers, and removed more than 250,000 ad-funded publisher accounts for various policy violations. I consider this as a win. I can't stand bad ads and the kind of frank misuse that's been out there. This is one of the few things I'm glad Google's getting pretty harsh on. I do know that they've been a little crazy about this in the past. I have friends who have done, who've had actual accounts with Google, and Google summarily canned them. They said, no, you've been doing something, you've been malusing your account, or misusing your account, I should say, and bang, they're gone. And they were not able to get back, and it turned out it was completely incorrect. But Google wasn't able to, well, never did respond to them. And this is one of my friends. So I just hope that they're very careful about this, and they make sure that whatever they've done, they listen to any feedback from users just to be sure that they don't, you know, because they're going to make mistakes here. That's a lot of people, and there's bound to be a percentage of error. Anyway, with that said, when we come back, we're going to talk about a website, do another live review. Talk to you soon.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Are your online conversions still lagging behind your competitors? Then it's time to master your skills in website conversion optimization. Sign up for Conversion Conference San Francisco, March 17th through the 19th. Brasco from WebmasterRadio.fm here, inviting you to the biggest ever conversion conference in San Francisco. It's the only digital marketing conference that's entirely focused on getting more web visitors through your conversion funnel. Join your colleagues and learn from leading conversion experts like Tim Ash, Brian Eisenberg, and Bart Schutz. Bring your entire team and see what difference these 3 days with the world's best conversion optimizers can do to your revenue and bottom line. Come to Conversion Conference, where top companies get ideas and strategies for more effective websites and online campaigns. WebmasterRadio.fm listeners get a $150 discount on their pass. Simply register online at conversionconference.com with promo code WMFM or click on the Conversion Conference logo on the WebmasterRadio.fm website.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS, text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text radio to 21691. That's radio to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. On demand anytime inside the Entertainment Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm, hosted by Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc., and normally John Carcutt, Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. We hope to see him next week. So we're going to launch right into a design review. Thank you for posting these, everyone. I know it's been a while since we've gotten to them, so last few episodes at least I have. In this case, the one of the submissions was digitalinformationworld.com, and it was asked us to give this a review. So let's check it out. Now, what I see is a very, I would say, generic-looking, almost a blogger-like layout. Yes, it is, Powerable Blogger. It has a fair bit of content. And if I click on one of the posts, I go directly to a page with an infographic and some additional content. I do not know, like there's about two paragraphs of content. I don't know if the social, if that is unique or if the graphic was posted in many, many places. Now, the reason I wonder is, you know, Google's always on the lookout for sites that have a lot of duplicated or thin content. And a thin can also mean, based on what we talked about a second ago, can also mean, frankly, just content that's everywhere else. It's just been heavily used. In this case, it's a social media in the new year. How will user behavior change in 2014? Obviously very relevant and timely, so that's good. I don't see any issues with the content. URLs look good. They're off-site. There's a lot of ads on the page. It's one thing I'd be a little cautious about. Google wants to make sure there's a very clear delineation between ads and content. Although that's pretty good, I would say that there might be a bit too much in terms of ads. Irfan, who's the gentleman who asked for the review, if you think about, or if you look at your analytics, it'd be interesting to see whether or not you have much of a bounce. If you do, I would try testing with less graphics or less advertisements, or at least leave only the ones that you know have a relatively high click rate and see what happens. There's a lot of benefits to thinning advertising and testing. Many people get excited. They think, well, I'm getting some traffic. Let's throw some ads in there. But there have been examples. Well, not examples. There's been suggestions from Google that they are against having too many ads if it's going to interrupt the experience of visiting the website. Now, that said, let's go through some of the navigation. I've got Write For Us, social media, infographics, business, blogging, technology. They're all under a fairly decent navigational scheme. I don't see any problems with the URLs. Of course, this is Blogger, so there's not a lot that can go wrong. It's a very structured interface. Label-driven content here. He's using the Read More, which is excellent. Anyone out there who has a blog and is not using a Read More tag, you're shooting yourself in the foot. And the reason why is you're essentially including every or the full version of your content on every single tag or category page that has what's supposed to be a summary of each article. It's actually got the entire article on each one of those. That's duplication. What you want is the summary. You want this brief 1 to 2 paragraph snippet that leads to only one page on the entire site that has the full piece of content. Then you add a canonical tag on that page, which allows any other somewhat duplicated versions of that could be just variations of the URL that lead to the same page. All the link popularity is consolidated on that page. That's what a canonical tag will do. It'll take it all and just merge it into one because you're telling Google, you've reached this page using this URL, but in this case, this page is 100% about this URL, is only this URL. So let's consolidate everything, please. And Google tends to use it. It's a suggestion, but they tend to use it. So anyways, he has done that properly. I'm going to check now to see. This is a fairly long snippet. And okay, so in this case, Irfan, you have done something I wouldn't do. You've included all of the text content in the before the Read More tag, and what follows is the infographic. Since Google cannot read the content within the infographic, you are shooting yourself in the foot. That's a lot of content that you're allowing to duplicate across the rest of the site. I would start with just one paragraph or something like perhaps even teaser that you can put in there that would get people to want to click the rest of the to see the rest of the content and also the infographic. So I would quickly do that because at this point you are getting a lot of duplication. Now, let's see what we've got in terms of background content here. And that's in the source. So I'm clicking on View Source. I see you've got title tags. There it is, description. So you've got a description set up. That's good. Fairly clean. Looks generic, but at least it's something. Generic in the sense that I think it's the same description tag you'd probably use site-wide, but it's looking fairly clean. And the rest of the page seems very, again, straightforward. Again, I think that's just because we're dealing with Blogger here. It doesn't allow you much flexibility in terms of the layouts. A lot of content at the bottom for right after the buy-sell ads code. I don't know how much of that is mandatory or part of Blogger or could be an element that is added by yourself, but if it is bloat, you should remove it. Looks like it's based from a widget. Now, in terms of the page, just when I go back to that keyword, that meta description tag, try to target it. Make sure that meta description tag is highly targeted to the content. It's not going to help you with the rankings, but what it will help you with is the click-through. So when someone sees that ranking within the search results, you're making sure that when they see the description of that page, it's something they're going to want to click through to. I also see that you've got all the Atom and RSS feeds set up. Interestingly, you're not using FeedBurner. I would use FeedBurner if you could, and obviously you can because it is a Google product just as Google Blogger is. FeedBurner gives you some pretty amazing advantages. There is a shelf life to it. I would expect that it's going to be gone within the next year, but there's no harm in using it at all. And really what it does is give you a lot of capability for marketing your RSS feed beyond the basics. What else here? Interesting setup. Looks like you've got Open Graph URLs, Open Graph tags. Okay, obviously this is all vanilla. Okay, so let's get back into the content. Not sure how much more I can report here, again, because it's Blogger. There's not a lot of ways you can mess with it. I'm going to go to one of these called 5 Incredibly Useful and Free SEO Tools. Let's see what he has here. Good. Content after the read more. That's good. And you're linking to internal content. That's excellent. Those are what I like to call inline text links. In this case, it's within the text of a paragraph. You've made a link. The link is improving your rankings on Google, which leads to a page on Hummingbird. And you've got other links to Microsoft, different pages of relevance that are, again, relevant to what's written here. Looks good. I think you've done a good job. And in this case, like I say, you've actually done it. You've included this content after the read more. So this one is a good example of a very well-written page. And I think, you know, at this point, there's not much more I can say. You've got a few issues there. Definitely the duplication with the infographics and having all that text indexed directly and right away. But other than that, I think that alone, if you take that out and fix that up, it'll make it a fairly massive improvement in terms of the indexing on the site. So good luck, Irfan, and I thank you for your submission. Now, on that note, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with a few other tips.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
I'm John Ball, and I'm one of the founders of Page One Power. Page One Power is a custom link building firm based in Boise, Idaho. We increase search rankings and web traffic for world-class brands and mom-and-pop shops all around the globe. Our link building strategies work because we focus on relevancy and quality, and we don't outsource anything. Our in-house staff of professional writers and researchers is the best in the industry. We're the link builders you've been looking for. Visit us today at pageonepower.com.
Guys, are you suffering from FD, fulfillment dysfunction? Let MoldingBox.com's online portal system for inventory, tracking, and returns perform for you. We have the enormous tools you need for complete warehousing, shipping, and handling of all your packages, no matter the size or shape, directly to your customers. MoldingBox.com can also fulfill all your nourishing, nutraceutical, and smooth skincare product desires, including green coffee and Garcinia, on demand. Plus, let our in-house printing and CD-DVD manufacturing help you enlarge and maximize your coaching and business opportunity potential. We do everything. Fulfillment, shipping, tracking, inside and out, and all in one place. MoldingBox.com. It's shipping made sexy.
There are many things we would love to catch. Catching the final out of a baseball game.
And that's the ball game.
Reeling that big catch of the day. Or catching a ride home.
Taxi! How about catching more attention like the biggest retail brands on earth? Introducing Catchy.com, where they sell short branded attractive .com domain names. Use a short and catchy brand just like Sony, Visa, and Nike for your next business venture. You can even rent to own for as low as $100 a month. Catch a big break for your business with Catchy.com.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
And welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm, hosted by myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. So we just did a quick review of a website, and I know we're running out of time, but I wanted to get into a couple other elements here. First of all, I'm proud to say that February 4th to 6th, I'm going to be in Las Vegas at the Design Tech Summit. It's part of Home Construction Week, doing presentations on SEO for interior designers. It's a new niche I'm excited to be jumping into. Really, of course, it's a lot of the same kind of tactics we've been using for many years, but it's also very effective, and they're in desperate need of that help. So I'm really looking forward to getting to know quite a few people there. And if you happen to be around, please drop me a note, ross@stepforth.com, and maybe we can hook up for a drink. It's going to be a very good time. Now, on another note, I've got a client that a wonderful, wonderful client. You know, we've worked a lot together. But one of the things that's just killing me, and it's something that happens occasionally, but it really shouldn't. And that is, in this case, she is launching a product, but she hasn't put together enough funds for the marketing. In fact, I would say if you put it proportionately, she's probably spent 80% of her budget on marketing material, but has left less than 10%. The other 10% going to whatever else may be out there, to the actual marketing of the new product, like selling the product, getting it out there. So I'm left with a very small amount of money to try and, well, do magic. And it's frustrating because she deserves the kind of exposure she could get from a larger budget, but we don't really have a choice. We have to work with what we have. And again, it's a shame. She's apologizing profusely on a regular basis, and, you know, what else can we do? We're just going to do our best. And, you know, in this case, we're taking a small hit to try and help her out. It's because we've gotten to know her quite well. It's just kind of how we like to work. But the fact of the matter is, it is not something you should ever do. Plan to spend money on marketing. It's you know, it's marketing 101, but it is often forgotten. So keep that in mind. Now, another thing is, as everyone knows, we do a lot of audits, and I probably speak about this every week because, frankly, it's in our face every day. And when we're doing these audits, we're finding a lot of people are not thinking through the navigation of their site. They're not thinking through the keywords they're using in the navigation, how to structure it, and the keywords they're using when they are marketing within the site. So it's the classic thing that my old mentor said is you can't read the label when you're inside the bottle. So in other words, they simply don't have enough perspective when they're picking their keywords. They shouldn't even be picking their keywords when they're doing before they do the structure. They can give hints to an SEO or someone outside who could then do the research and provide some perspective, but do not pick them yourself unless you are 100% confident that you are looking at all aspects and all angles. And even if you are sure, run them by other people who are not as connected to your industry and see what they think. Ask your customers. Do focus groups, usertesting.com. Ask, you know, it's been a while, but $35 a person to have them go through your site and navigate it, and they give you feedback. In fact, it's video recorded. It's recorded. You can actually see where they go and how they interact. It's invaluable. Just make sure that when you do the research, you take the time to put some thought into it and you double check what you believe is fact, because there's been a lot of issues with that. And to put it quite simply, it could all have been avoided if there had been that kind of consultation beforehand. In fact, there's another thing. A lot of people contact us with problems with their websites after penalties or algorithmic devaluing. In other words, they've done something that Google hasn't liked. They haven't penalized them, but they have dropped in rankings. And in some cases, they just can't get out of there. They can't get out of the rut. I have a client who did decide to go the route of transitioning away from his site. He let it just go to fallow and he started a new one. He knew his content was of high enough quality that he could get away with that. And to his credit, he was right. And that's what, there's a good lesson there. And that is that content is so important. If it's, it should be important to your site. It should be highly unique, custom, and the kind of thing that adds value. And in this case, he's already up there in at least the top 20 or top 30 now. And that's not bad coming from nowhere with a brand new domain. And it's even sticking. So he's going to have a little work to do to get back into the top 10. However, that's a huge improvement over being nowhere and frustratingly trying to get back into the SERPs again, or search engine result pages. So that said, don't give up if you think you have a chance. But if the fact of the matter is, if you're bleeding dry, trying to get back into Google and they don't seem to be listening, and frankly, that happens these days, they're just overwhelmed with people they've torched, well, you might need to make that hard decision. The worst case, you could do that. The other option is to simply launch another website and keep the other one, keep trying to get it back into results again, but with a new website, perhaps do all the things you wish you could have done on the older site and then add new content. Has to be custom, has to be unique, can't be the same from the other site, but you'll find that it might be a lesson in, it might be the kind of thing that sets your company back on the right rails again, and you can make it responsive for mobile, all the things you couldn't do with the old site that frankly was getting out of date anyway. There's always a bright side, right? And you just simply have to look that way if you don't have any other option. Well, with that said, I hope everyone has a fantastic week. If you have any questions you'd like to share with me, please feel free to post them on our Google Plus community page, easily found by searching SEO 101 on Google Plus. You can also email me, ross@stepforth.com. And, John's going to be back next week, I expect. So you can also reach John via Twitter, via @JohnCarcutt. Have a great week, and remember to tune into future episodes, which air at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, every Monday on webmasterradio.fm. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Now enjoy a large iced coffee for just $2 and a breakfast sandwich to make a meal. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.